The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
You will have heard on the news from Ellen that there has been grim discoveries in the Michael Gaine homicide inquiry. Now, we're obviously going to be talking about that for a couple of minutes, so if you have little ears nearby, you might want to turn down the radio, rejoin us in about 5 or 6 minutes. In the meantime, I'm joined by, from Kerry today, Gerry O'Sullivan. Gerry, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Gerry, you and I spoke when Michael Gaine first went missing and the investigation was looking at CCTV in and around Kenmare, and the Gardaí were appealing for people to come forward if they knew anything. There appeared to be then a period where the investigation was somewhat stalled. That period's behind us now.
Yeah, it certainly is, Anton. And the people in Kenmare and his family and the wider region, everyone really was hoping for some sort of a breakthrough in relation to this case, because it went on for a number of weeks. Searches were carried out initially by volunteers and the Gardaí, and then the Army was called in, the Garda Slovakia unit was called in. Huge amounts of resources were expended on trying to find where Mike Gaine may have got to, and drones were used, electronic drone mapping of the area was used. 1,000-acre farm just outside of Kenmare in Carrig East on the way to Miles Gap. So all of that was done over the subsequent weeks, and still no physical evidence and no evidence of where Mike Gaine may have got to. Following on from that, then the Gardaí upgraded their investigation to one of homicide. That was a couple of weeks ago. And then really it brings us up to Friday evening, and the member of the public who found something, and Gardaí then re-entered the farm and carried out searches on Friday evening before light faded. Following on from that, yesterday morning at first light, Gardaí were there. I was at the scene, and what you could observe from yesterday morning and from Friday evening was that slurry was being sprayed on two fields close to Mike Gaine's farmyard and the main farm shed. And what we observed when we arrived there yesterday morning early was about 6 or 7 yellow evidence markers on those two fields. And that was an indication initially that something had been found following the spreading of the slurry over those two fields. Gardaí were present at the scene, and they called in the services of the state pathologist, Dr. Sally Ann Collins, and a forensic anthropologist, Laureen Buckley, who arrived yesterday and worked there until around 6 p.m. The Gardaí then announced, and there had been some reporting, that perhaps maybe elements of human tissue had been found, and Gardaí confirming in a statement last night that partial human remains have been discovered. Now we understand that DNA analysis will be needed to identify those remains, but the assumption would have to be that this is a significant breakthrough in finding out, if as you say, it's a grim breakthrough in finding out what happened to Mike Gaine.
And do we know whether or not searches are likely to continue, or the services of the state pathologist and the forensic anthropologist Lauren Buckley are going to continue today?
I don't think they're required today. I think their level of investigation is done, but we understand from Gardaí that there will be more searches. They will continue the search to see if anything else can be found of any relevance relevance to the investigation. And that search will be concentrating on Mike Gaine's farm, and particularly Mike Gaine's farmyard. We don't know how long this is going to take, this period of it. Following on from the breakthrough, it's obviously going to take the investigation in a certain direction. So we'll await word from an Garda Síochána in relation to that. But the activity is intense this morning, and it's going to continue, I imagine, to remain intense for the next number of days. Like, this discovery yesterday of partial human remains, I mean, it throws up as many questions as it answers. It is, on one level, Anton, a relief for the family, I would imagine. At the same time, it's just totally horrific, the confirmation of what might have happened, or the assumptions as to what might have happened to Mike Gaine, and similar feelings felt in the community. Everyone would have been hoping and praying for some sort of discovery, some sort of level of closure for the family. But this is, again, another very difficult weekend for a family that's gone through some very difficult moments over the last 8 weeks.
And as you say, Gerry, for the community as well, because one of the things that you had made clear that the last time we spoke was how much impact this was having on what is a relatively tight-knit community, and how much concern, and at the time, hope there was that possibly Mike Gaine might be found alive. That hope now gone in reality.
Yes, I think from the period when they upgraded the investigation to one of homicide, that hope was gone. It was an admission that it's highly unlikely that Mike Gane, wherever he was still alive. So I think that the community had kind of come to terms with that on a level. But what was really unnerving and disturbing was that just simply no trace of him could be found. And despite, you know, hundreds of hours of CCTV, hundreds of interviews, lots of members of the public coming forward, volunteering whatever information they could to the Gardaí, and as I said, huge amounts of resources expended on trying to discover what happened. The fact that nothing could be found was just very difficult for everybody. And that question as to, you know, how can somebody just disappear from their farm or the vicinity of their farm, and 8 weeks later, not a single trace, not a single piece of real physical evidence could be found to tell the story as to what might have happened. Now, that's all changed as of Friday, kind of in a very disturbing way, really. But at the same time, it is that breakthrough that people have been hoping for. But it's the whole thing is hugely difficult and will remain to be difficult until the full story is ascertained as to what might have happened and what happens to Mike around the 20th of March.
Gerry, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Gerry O'Sullivan. And obviously we will have continuing coverage throughout the week as more revelations come from that investigation, as undoubtedly will Gerry on his own programme. Gerry, of course, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. And there's huge amounts of detail and huge amounts of pictorial detail about the search undertaken on the Gaines farm by the Gardaí. The Irish Daily Mail have a front page lead in relation to it, and then pictures within of the state under the headline "State Pathologist Down to Examine the Remains." The Sunday Independent splashes across the fold or above the fold with "Gardaí Find Grim Evidence Trail," and again pictures from around Mike Gaines' farm. So if you want to read more, both of those papers have extensive coverage. 53106, if you want to get in touch with us, that'll cost you 30 cents. Or, of course, if you want to get in touch for free, you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.